And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
One of the unique things about this room is the collection of cool-growing orchids.
You know, she's been here for 136 years, and honey, if I look this good at 136, awesome.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? We sent KALW's Truc Nguyen to a very old but very good-looking building to bring us the story behind the sound.
Golden Gate Park's Conservatory of Flowers is San Francisco's very own Victorian greenhouse. Lo Hodges, Director of Operations and Exhibitions, says it's more than a building. She thinks of it like a person who's lived a long life.
She's a one-of-a-kind because, well, the rest have basically fallen down. You know, there's a reason they don't make greenhouses out of wood anymore. But it's totally worth it.
Hodges loves her work.
No, I have the absolute best job in the world. Half of my job is getting to work with the coolest group of horticulturalists on the planet to come up with fun, whimsical, wacky ways, basically to teach little kids and big kids about plants.
As the director, Hodges oversees exhibits ranging from recreated Jurassic landscapes to historical moments in San Francisco. Hodges says this type of prefabricated greenhouse is rare. The structure is like Victorian IKEA.
Somebody back in the day picked her out of a catalog, and she was sent to them in crates, and you sort of had it set up.
In this case, that somebody was James Lick.
And I know for like California listeners out there, for sure, they can probably think of at least one thing named after him. Lick Observatory, there's a school, there's freeways. And he was just wealthy as all get out.
But Lick passed away before he could get the greenhouse built. And a group of other rich San Franciscans, Leland Stanford and Charles Crocker included, bought the kit. It was then donated to the city and opened to the public in 1879. It's delighted San Franciscans ever since.
Right now we're in the Highland Tropics, so this is the cool room.
Nursery specialist Mario Vega has cared for the conservatory's plants for over 8 years. The Highland Tropics Gallery is meant to mimic the climate of cloud forests you'd find in the mountains of South America, somewhere like Machu Picchu in Peru.
Well, one of the unique things about this room is the collection of cool-growing orchids. For instance, the Draculas, which are right here in front of us.
Vega says the name has nothing to do with blood-sucking monsters. It's about dragons.
If you look into the flower, you can kind of see a face, and it was thought to resemble a dragon. And it also has the hinged lip that moves about in the wind, and that attracts pollinators.
That gets a particular fly incredibly excited, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A mm-hmm. flower is really just a fancy way of attracting a mate to get laid.
After ogling Dracula orchids, Vega and Hodges continue into the aquatics gallery.
We are now going from somewhere above 3,000 feet in altitude to sea level.
A huge concrete pond takes up most of the space. The air in here is more humid. It's warm and sticky. Carnivorous pitcher plants hang like vines while they lure bugs for lunch. Some of the larger pitcher plants, though, can catch bigger meals.
And these are even bigger.
Yeah, they're purported to catch small rodents.
Despite the flesh-eating plants, this room is calming. You can get a sense of what it might be like to sit next to a trickling creek in the rainforest. While Vega and his team work to maintain the gallery's tropical climates, forests outside the conservatory are on their own. Rainforests once covered 14% of the earth, but that number is down to 6%. This living museum is meant to bring people and plants together. Lo Hodges says if she can get city kids to have one connection to plants, she's done her job.
So great ones are looking at the cacao tree or the chocolate. I mean, again, most little kids, you think of chocolate, you unwrap it. It comes in a bar, right? It's a sugary thing that you think of and you get at the 7-Eleven, whatnot. But showing kids the plant it comes from, and I say kids, big kids, little kids, but hopefully visitors, you know, they go home and the next time they're eating chocolate, it clicks.
It clicks for Hodges and Vega too, even though they worked here for years. They still take in the delights just like kids. Hodges reaches out and rips a piece of bark off a tree.
Smell that cinnamon.
Oh, it smells really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about it?
Yeah, it makes me want to make cookies.
This work, Vega says, is his dream job.
Well, I remember coming here as a young kid and then through my teens and always thinking, you know, that this was the gold standard for tropical horticulture.
Vega and his colleagues are working to maintain that gold standard, so the next generation of the coolest group of horticulturalists on the planet has a place to belong. At the Conservatory of Flowers, I'm Truk Nguyen for Cross Currents.
A lot of you knew exactly where we recorded this week. I really wish I could send all of you a KALW t-shirt, but we can only have one winner. And this week, that is Dorothy Brown. Congratulations. Audiograph is taking a break next week, but we'll have a new mystery sound for you when we come back. Until then, thanks for listening and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.